Hi guys, it's another week. I'm Yosis, and I have with me, who is that? I should say your name, my friend. So it's been a fun episode. Rashida came gingerless but left ginger full. Tune in for all the street. It's all about the street, 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 street. Hope you enjoy this one, guys. Wait, I just noticed you're wearing black on black on black. Wait till they happen.
There's nothing like a black on black. That's my favorite color now. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
I'm Yusuf Ladu. Rashida, the energy don't come back.
The energy is not back. I'm
Let me.
tired. I'm so tired.
So, guys, let me expose Rashida again. All right.
Expose me. That's your favorite thing to do in this world.
In my life, I'm telling you, Rashida has been ranting for like 5 minutes, and I've been telling her, "Can you press record?" She said no. She's trying to get her ginger back.
Oh my
So I'm
God.
surprised. It's good. Your ginger is back, right?
My ginger is back. I was trying to get my ginger. How are you doing, you sis?
I'm fine. Both of us are gingerless, right?
I'm so
Today.
ungingered. I don't have energy. I need
This
Maltina.
kind of English that we're even blowing, Rashida.
I
Ungingered,
need
regingered.
Maltina and Ugu leaf
Omo.
to get my blood flowing.
It's one of those weekends.
What did you do this
I'm
week?
fine, my dear. What did I do? What did I do?
You must have something to do because you are the one that said you were busy this week. So you must have something. At least me, I never said I was busy. It's you are the one that was busy. Stay there. What were you doing? You are
You
laughing.
see, when it comes to my matter, you have the ginger, you have all the energy in the world. My week, rundown of my week. What did I even do this week? I think it was a midweek. I did stuff. What did I do? I can't point my finger at one. So many things are happening at the same time. I'm trying to get one or two things, the end of the month, trying to secure some things like that. And before you know it, the week has run out. Photography aside, we have some shoots. Fantastic. Even yesterday, Rashida, Kai, may God forgive you. The reason why we didn't record yesterday, Rashida, is because we had a shoot.
Yeah, you had a shoot.
So I was busy Thursday, Friday, busy doing what I can't tell you exactly. It was not one thing.
It
It
does
was
a
not one
lot.
thing. So many things, ups and downs. I had to tell Rashida. It was in the morning. Was it in the morning? I informed
Which
Rashida in the morning
in the
that,
morning? Which in the morning? Which in the morning do you inform me? After I called you, I said, "Are we recording?" You say, "Oh, you forgot. You are busy." Yeah, you are coming to say you informed me. Where did you inform me? Please, I don't like
Sorry,
lies.
let me
Say the
correct
truth.
myself.
Correct.
Rashida called me. I was
Thank
getting
you.
ready to for the studio. I was like, Rashida, you will not believe it.
You say that she has shoot. I say, eh? But luckily
What
for
was your
me,
response then?
I say, eh?
And you didn't tell me what.
I say, and you
So
didn't tell me. I was, yeah,
honestly, my
busy.
Friday was really busy, right? So we had a shoot, and from that shoot, I think I had one, two places to go yesterday. It was a Saturday. It was like you were even happy that we weren't recording yesterday.
I won't
Fear God
lie.
and say the truth.
Yesterday, what happened? After you said you weren't recording, I said, oh, thank God. Inside my mind, I said, thank God. It was the school holidays. We just had the 1 week midterm break, and we didn't do anything exciting for the kids. So we had to take them out yesterday. Went to the arcade, let them unwind. And we had to wait till after like Arabic school. So we picked them up from Arabic school and we went down to Westfield.
Oh,
So
wow.
they just had.
So, Rashida, why are you upset? You kind of have fun now. At my
Yeah.
expense. That was my week, Rashida. It's not like anything
Me too.
remarkable happened, but we are, as always, we are
Yeah.
alive, we are healthy, we have family, we have friends. So, alhamdulillah,
Yeah.
alhamdulillah.
Me too. Nothing serious
Alhamdulillah.
happened. The week came and went, and that was the only thing I can
Yeah,
even
it was
remember that I did.
So, you see, it's not my fault that I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one. Like so many little things that you need to do. You know, Eid is fast approaching. You have some plans and all that. So many things were happening at the same time. You have to do this, you have to do that. I think that was what happened to me, Rashida.
Yeah. Yes, you know what? I was on YouTube. Oh God. Let me just tell people I don't have shame. I really don't have shame. I was on YouTube and I came
No,
across
by now
this.
you know now. You don't need
No.
to like
You know
announce it.
that sometimes you
Everybody
have to be
knows.
telling yourself the truth. It's only when you tell yourself the truth that it's really what anybody that tells you anything is just by the way. But you yourself, if you sit down and tell yourself the
By the
truth,
by.
you know that it's for for real. I've been seeing this haunt game show.
Yeah.
I've been seeing it every time I pass it. I'm like, what is even... I'll just scroll past. I'm like, I'm not interested. Today, I sat down for like 1 hour to watch the show. Let me even see. It's like a love game show where they go and they pop. It's like the, if you know the popular Pop the Balloon, guys come in, the girls peek. I watch it at the end of this particular episode. This guy found love. I just caught myself smiling. I say, eh?
You too like love. You too like love.
Oh my God. I said, no, I don't have shame. I don't have shame at all. If you see how I was smiling from ear to ear when they came, they hugged.
But then, on a serious note, Rashida, it's good to be happy for people now, isn't it?
I know, I was happy for them. Like, I said, but wait, though, this is making me smile. Now, I will have to go watch another one to see if they... I know Nigerians, their things are different. It's not like it's the... They'll come, some people will say, oh, I don't like your shoe. You are too big. Are you going to the gym? Silly. It was so funny. I'm like, okay. So I said, not a bad watch. Are you watching anything interesting?
Well, what I've been doing, Rashida, I've been, aside the recommended series and movies that have been released, I've caught myself watching old movies. I'll go to IMDb and check the ratings, like the all-time best comedy, best movie. Some of them, they'll be like 1991, 1980. If I tell you what I'm watching today, you will laugh. Waiting to Excel.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Never. One of the soundtrack of that movie. I've been doing that and I love it.
Oh.
Right, when it comes to Nigerian movies, if you see my YouTube history, you laugh. My sister would just say, well, what kind of, you are just an old soul.
Yeah.
I only watch old movies. But then I've accepted. So once in a while, like I watch, if I see some clips on TikTok or Instagram and the movie looks interesting, I might watch. But on a regular, it's old movies, mostly comedies, that's what I watch. I've watched few latest movies on Netflix, on Prime, on Apple TV, my best streaming site. Since Severance ended for the season, I've not been serious. I've had some series I've saved. I know when I have time, I'll go back. Whenever I come back from the studio or shooting, Rashida, I just want to watch something that is funny.
Yeah.
Maybe animation, comedy, and just wind down. Nothing serious.
Fair enough. So,
yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
Talking about watching old movies. So I've been seeing Friends. I've been watching maybe one episode, two episodes like that, but I have never sat down to watch the whole thing. So I just finished watching Friends from the beginning to the end. Like I watched
as in 10 seasons.
10 seasons.
Welcome to the club.
So I watched I watched 10 seasons and I just love the way it ended. If Rachel had not married Ross, I would have been leaving. It would not be worth the watch, but I love that they ended up together.
So Rashida,
who is my favorite?
Who is your favorite before I say this?
My favorite, I love Phoebe. Nonchalant attitude. Like,
so Rashida, I started watching Friends since secondary school.
That long? Ooh.
Yeah. So I've watched season 1 to 10.
I never watched it.
Last time. So there's no scenario or episode, anything that you tell me about Friends. My mom was like, sometimes they'll sit and watch with me.
Yeah.
So growing up, I saw my sisters watching. When I was younger, I didn't like when I'm watching something, then there's a studio laugh. I hate it. Why are you people laughing?
Bye.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But then as I was growing older, I got used to it.
Yeah.
So one of my all-time fave sitcoms is Friends.
Ooh.
I have Friends on my laptop. I have Friends everywhere. It's always saved on my to watch. Like if I want to sleep and I'm not feeling like watching Nigerian comedies, Friends will be playing in the background. Congratulations, welcome to the club.
It was a nice watch. I liked Ross. I liked him because he was smart.
Also, Phoebe, you don't like Ross.
Now he doesn't have sense. Now he doesn't read the room. But it was, all of them were interesting characters.
Do you remember the episode where they said they shouldn't be themselves for the whole day? They had a bet. Chandler would not make fun of anybody. Rachel would not gossip.
Oh God, it was hard. That was a hard war for all of them.
Chandler wanted to die. I think, no, it was their New Year's resolution. So you not be yourself for that day. Ross wanted to try something new. He went and bought leather pants,
yeah. And he had a date. Oh God. That was funny.
I love Friends.
So that's it. And now I'm watching a Korean series, Where Life Gives You Tangerine. I'm watching that. It's on Netflix.
Nice.
Shall we go on the streets?
Please, this one that you are not ginger.
I'm
You're not
ginger
ginger,
now.
yeah.
So this one, I'm reading it for the first time with you. I want to solve a man problem. 2 days I have not solved man problem.
That's your constituent.
My constituents. Let's solve this gentleman's problem. He said, "Please, I need advice on a very sensitive matter. It involves my family, my wife, and my mother precisely. My mother wants me to divorce my wife.
Okay.
Here is a backstory. My mother and dad separated when I was just 5 years old. My mom
Okay.
remarried and had other children. I was treated badly by my father's wife, who showed clear difference between myself and her children. I grew up with no love from either of my parents." Oh. "When I was 10 years old, I would go to my mother's house where she lived with her husband and kids, and she would send me away several times. Oh, God.
I
She
don't
told
understand.
me to stop coming because her new husband didn't like it." Oh, God. Oh, God. This breaks my heart.
Women,
Oh,
women.
God. "She never told my siblings I was her child." Oh, my God. "According to her, she didn't want to confuse them. My father died when I was 12. My mom said she couldn't take me because of her new family." Hey, God, I beg. "My uncle, that's his mother's brother, adopted me and raised me like his own."
Yeah.
Oh. "He loved me like his own. I married his daughter, and Allah blessed us with two kids. Alhamdulillah. I am a very well-to-do man, and I am now 35 years old. My mother lost her husband, and all her kids are married now, but they are struggling. My uncle told me the condition she was in and preached to me to help her. I brought her to my house, and now she wants me to divorce my wife."
The audacity for me.
Eh? "That I don't do anything without my wife's consent. My wife has never wronged her. She respects her and takes care of her. But my mother feels I listen to my wife more than I listen to her." Oh, God. "We welcomed our first son last week, and my mother wanted me to name him after her late husband." Why is my voice getting slower?
For effect, it's like as you're reading it, the thing is shocking you, man.
"And I
Wonderful.
had already promised my wife I would name him after her father who raised me, and that has become an issue with my mother. Now she said I should choose between my wife and her. Please, I need your advice."
The mama knows he is a fool in the first place. That's why she abandoned him.
God, I beg. No, it's not his fault now.
Okay.
But wait, do I have something to say? You know how the Quran teaches us about obeying your parents? People
Being
forget the
faith,
part
obeying them
that.
even when they are wrong.
Thank you very much. People used to forget the fact that you have to be a good parent before you to get that. You cannot be a
Even if you are
nuisance in
a
the
good parent,
society.
it's not everything that they say you must do. Please, let's be clarifying this thing.
No,
If the way
yes,
you're
it's
making it, putting it is
no,
okay,
so
if
that
she was a good mother,
you know, I'm
it
trying to
was
choose
right
my
for her,
Try to choose my words
it's
carefully, you know, so that they will not come and say, "Shida, because you are abroad now, you don't have sense."
This one is what Islam says. We are not even to.
Yeah.
I needed you to clarify that
What is
because
wrong
if
is
she, let's
wrong.
say, if she was there, does that mean she has the right to dictate that? No. Whether you're a good mother or bad
Or
mother,
not,
regardless,
exactly.
is not her place. She can suggest, she can advise. At the end of the day, it's left with them. So please.
You see, we are talking about a mother that chose a husband.
I don't even want to go there.
No,
Let
we
me
have to
even
go there
just.
because there's a lot to
Did you
unpack.
not hear what I said? My first comment was, I said, no wonder she even abandoned him. Now, Mumu Ibi. Because I don't
No.
know why he's even asking for advice after what has happened. She abandoned you as a child. She didn't want her other children to know that you were their sibling. Your uncle raised you. Now you are married. She lost her husband from nowhere. Nobody was taking care of her. You brought her to your home in less than how many years or a year. She's trying to disrupt your family. And you are coming out to say you are asking for advice. Not be Mumu be that, please.
If you know what is good for you, better go and rent another house for your mother. Let her go and stay there and be taking care of her from
No,
there.
let her finish the.
No,
She
you know they will bring the
finished it.
card of your mother is your mother.
But they will not bring the card that
Don't
she
talk to
abandoned
your
him.
mother. No, don't talk to your mother. No, you did not hear that they said anything to your
Okay.
mother do and your parent do is correct. You know you hear
No,
that
I did
preaching.
not hear. I
You have never heard
don't
that
know you to
preaching.
hear it.
Okay.
I never
You,
hear. It's
you've
like
never.
listening to different preachers. The moment a preacher says that, I think I will log out. I don't think I will listen to any other thing they are going to say. I'm not a
Because
blind follower. Sorry.
nobody is saying you shouldn't take care of your mother. It's very important to take care of your mother. Like, your mother is your mother, even
Finish
regardless
being
of what.
diplomatic, Rashida. We'll talk what we want to talk.
Okay, this
She's
is.
she's holding her lap. I don't have time for this thing that you're doing. When you finish, let me know.
This is. Give him advice. Because it's as if you don't want to.
Already giving. I say no wonder now, Mumu, you be. That's why they abandon
You don't want to take my. I'm giving you serious advice. You don't want to take it.
it, me. I be the guy.
I'm telling my suggestion. You're looking at me as if I don't know what I'm doing. You're saying that me, I'm lying. Do you know what is inside my chest? I say that I'm lying, that my advice is not correct. Oh,
The
God.
good thing is our advice doesn't have to be the same. Thank God for that. So
Thank God.
me, sure, that's the way I'm seeing it.
Our advice won't have to be the same, but I was saying my own advice. He said that I should finish. That means I'm lying. It's
You're
not the
lying.
correct advice I'm giving.
You know
I'm
in your heart,
let me.
you know that's not what you want to say.
It's not what I want to say. I'm actually lying. How dare she?
That's the difference between me and you. I don't have a bone in me that I can see. Rashida, please.
See, what gave her the audacity? So she has finished enjoying her life, enjoying everything. God
Yes.
has blessed this child without her. Then you still want to come and dictate how less realistic. And you
Oh,
know
we are
what
being.
I don't like about what like our elder people do? Anytime you try to tell them the truth, they play this card of blackmail. Oh, you are
No.
disrespecting me.
Is it
Deep down.
because now you have money?
Thank you very much. It's because I'm trying to help you. That's why you are doing this. I'll remove my hand
Whatever
for
happened, just know that I've
whatever
already told you.
I've told you exactly. They just bring,
Like say they are God.
they just play this game
And
of.
what is this about? You are listening to your wife. Okay, he shouldn't listen to his wife. It's you that he should
It's
listen
you
to.
should listen to. Yes, you are forgetting one vital point. This boy grew up with his wife,
Yep.
so he had known her
Oh,
virtually.
wait, the wife is even her niece. So the way she's saying
Yes,
your wife lies an outsider or
yes.
something. She's a nonsense woman. Forget about it.
The same uncle that raised him, that went to beg him, go and forgive your mother, help your mother. Maybe he was having this hatred that his uncle deserved their child to be named after him. Her husband came.
Forget it.
Which husband?
The late husband
The late
that didn't want
husband.
the boy.
Exactly. She's not a serious mother.
Oh.
She's absolutely not a serious
I say
mother.
the guy in Amumu, Rashida. Sorry, Amumu
No, you know,
Kilabi.
sometimes when things are bothering you, just want to say it out. Deep down, he already knows what he wants to do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
If
he
not,
knows
he would
what he
have
wants to
gone
do.
ahead by now to name the child or something.
He's definitely naming that child after his uncle. She didn't even say man's father. She said her husband. What?
Her darling husband.
This does not even make sense.
She's
Absolutely does
meeting
not
her
make
husband
sense.
now.
It's not
I
even
beg you.
serious. And she should not give birth to another child.
No, she had children with the other man.
She should not marry another man so that she can name her child
No,
after her
now
late
she's
husband.
already old now. She can't give birth again.
What God cannot do does not exist.
That's true. Forget all that's the DJ.
No, it's too much. Too much.
I was reading a tweet a while back. It said, to save yourself stress, try to be the disappointment of the family early on. Nobody will expect anything
Anything
from
from you.
you. Nobody. It's funny, but it's true.
I believe
Funny,
that.
but it's true.
I believe
It's
that
a fact.
100%. Let them not be looking at you as useless.
Yes, nobody will disturb you. Anything you do,
When they want to
relax.
do family
Is it not
meeting,
that one?
this one, he cannot do
Is it not
anything.
that one? Oh, forget about that one.
You know, the other day, who was I talking to? I can't remember. But I was saying that this life, not that I am rich, but the confidence I have in Allah is so much that I'm like, whatever. Nobody has my life in their hand. Like, I can start from the beginning.
Yep.
I have so much confidence in Allah that nobody can tell me anything. You are not Allah. It's only Him that I know that can say something that I will shake. But you, as a human being, I don't care. I really don't care. I don't give a damn about you.
To tell you how mine is, right? Let me give you an example so that you know the my own level of this of what you just said. I'm sure you must have seen this trending video of the guy that was going for Hajj, but he got held at security. He missed the flight. I'm sure. Maybe let me narrate the story. Maybe our listeners be
That
here.
was a miracle.
So thank you. The guy missed his flight. When he got to the gate, they've already bought the plane is going. There's nothing to do. He begged. There's nothing they could do. But because of his trust in Allah and his conviction, he sat there at the airport. The flight had an issue midway. They had to come back. They fixed. So they told the pilot, okay, this man is still at the airport. Can you please let him board the flight? Paula said, Nalayo is against protocol. This man is not coming with us. They fixed whatever they wanted to fix. They were in the air again.
You know, he actually said that if he's not on that plane is not going anywhere.
The man said, you people are wasting your time. I did here. I did wait for you. Go, you are coming back. The second time they were in the air, issues came back. Pilot was begging the man, I beg, let's go. He said, no, let's go, let's go. The man boarded the flight and the plane didn't have any issue till they reached Saudi Arabia. When my sister saw that video, she said the only person she thought of was me. Why? When I'm praying, I pray with arrogance. I know the God I'm praying for. So if I'm, even if I'm advising you, please, if you know you don't have the arrogance that you know Allah will do it, it's only him. You pray with conviction. You trust that it must happen. And if it doesn't happen, that was the best thing.
That's the best, yeah.
Rashida, when she saw that video, she is only me. I'm the one that she remembered. I said, very good. So that's my trust. No man can do anything. You are wasting your time. You cannot
I have always relied on Allah. Like, how I got here, this point of my life, I still can't tell you. If Allah doesn't do it for me, nobody can do it for me. You are not God.
Anything. A non-entity.
Me, I used to say, anything that want to happen, let it happen. My it's dear. Only Allah that has the final say. And I don't used to stress myself. If it's meant for me, it's
not
will.
At all.
It's
not
for
at
me.
All.
If it's not meant
and
for
the
me.
The thing is, if you have that at the back of your mind, then things become easy.
Yeah.
But the first thing is, what I tell myself, okay, what I'm doing between me and Allah, am I right? Yes. Am I trying to cheat somebody? No.
No.
What will people think? To hell with them. If it's what people think, you are the wrong junction. Then I go ahead. I will pray about it. And once the prayer is leading me to this direction, Rashida, I'm going, you know, because it's Allah that is directing me.
Yep.
So I don't care.
I've gotten to a point where I don't care.
I've always had that belief. And now it's too bad.
Yeah, you know, as I'm growing older, it's getting worse. Like, I don't care what people say. It is what it is. I don't have.
It is what it is.
Allah has the final say.
Everybody
and always,
will be fine, please.
Everybody will be fine, please. Yes, sis, I came across one video and it got me teary for a bit. You know how people are trying to lose weight now? Yeah?
Yeah.
And they are using all this Ozempic and the rest and they're injecting themselves. The results are amazing. Like, when you see them, they're just incredible. Like, I'm happy for them. Did I consider doing it?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I said, oh God,
really?
if I can just inject myself so that, like, I will just lose a bit. Yes, but it's like, is it something that, like, do I really need it like that? No. I just believe that it's people that have been struggling for a long time, and you know, if you're like big, you get right.
I don't think the time frame matters. For example, now, especially women, when they give birth, a lot of women, we gain some weight. They can't
never
shed it off. They will try the dieting. They will
it doesn't work.
Exercising.
People that are contraceptive, I don't think.
That will be my second point.
Yeah.
All these side effects. So I don't think it has to do with time frame, right?
No.
Most of these people, most of them, I know there are some people that they don't need it, but they feel insecure or for one reason, they just want to lose weight. But most of the people, they have genuine reason to do it. And they have tried
all
the options and it didn't work.
Amazing results,
like,
if you see.
For example, amazing results. But we have to say that they are the ones that look sickly too. They are there. I can name some. And people need to stop all these unsolicited comments.
It affects
people's self-esteem. You don't know what they are going through.
Your comments
will make things worse. For God's sake.
You don't even have to comment.
If you see a person and they add weight, thank you very much. For you to recognize that they have added weight, you think they don't have eyes or the mirrors in their houses?
Tell me about
it. You understand? Once you open your smelly mouth to tell them, and the worst part of it is the way they even say it. Rashida, rough translation. Rashida, are you this? I almost didn't recognize you.
Oh, the toy is because you know, Nigerians, I don't know if it's Africa or a Nigerian thing or an African thing. Weight loss, they take it as you're suffering or something. You know how people, the weight loss thing is, it's like you're giving yourself a dose of injection on your tummy, your arm, whatever it is. And I saw this lady, she was injecting herself with something similar, but this time around she wasn't in injecting herself to lose weight. She was injecting herself for IVF. And I was just thinking,
that's one of the worst things
oh,
a woman
God.
can go through.
I was just thinking, and I saw the video of her, like, it got me teary. I'm like, oh, look at life.
Yeah.
While other people are injecting themselves to lose weight, or, you know, this is their own problem in life, this person is injecting herself to have a baby. Because it was a video of her injecting herself time over time, days,
Yeah.
and, you know, you could see the pain in her face in some shots. I just looked at her, I'm like, oh, God. And I think it failed at a
You see,
point.
aside the pain that she will go through while during the process, right? Whether it was successful or not, the aftermath is one of the worst things a woman can go through,
Oh God.
right? And before a woman will go for IVF, that means she must have been going through one thing or the other. The pain from the IVF and the side effect and everything that comes after it, it compounds with what she's already going through.
Oh wow.
So you see a lot of men, they become very sick, they become very thin, they've lost weight, trying to regain, like they are just a shadow of themselves. It's one of the worst things that can happen to a woman. And you have women that have gone through IVF process 3, 4, 5, 6
Oh
times.
God.
Rashida, we always say women are going through stuff. They are going through things. That's why when I see women, instead of giving yourself grace, taking care of yourself, loving yourself, you are just killing yourself over a man that will abandon you just like that.
In a blink of
Do you
an eye.
understand? We always say this, Rashida, in a month, as a lady, majority of women, there are some that are lucky, but majority of women, in a month, tell me how many days that you have that you will not feel any pain. Is it premenstrual pain or postmenstrual pain or menstrual pain or ovulation pain? If you are on contraceptive, that's another thing again. Do you understand? So even if you're left alone, right, you're going through things, then if you're a mother, children, do you understand? And life is happening to you as life is happening to every other person.
Every other person, yeah.
Right? So, oh my God, women, God bless women, God bless our mothers.
Amen. But at the end of that post, she wrote, now she's pregnant and
yeah
she was
nice.
Able to conceive naturally. So I was just thinking, I was saying, oh God, what women have to go through. Because when two people are married and the woman doesn't give birth, automatically it's her fault. See, nobody even needs to tell her. In her brain, she's already thinking, it's me. What
it's
have I
me.
Done?
It must
maybe
be,
I did.
Yes.
You know, you can start thinking, maybe there was something I did to somebody that the person laid a curse on me. That, yeah, you start thinking.
Shaitan will be having a field day in your
brain.
Yeah,
you'll be having all these thoughts that it's you. It has to be you. So you're looking for every solution, everything that is just going to make it possible for you to have that baby. Before they even look at the man, they'll look at you like 10 times before they even think of turning towards him to say he's the problem. May Allah make it easy for us. Anybody that is looking for the fruit of the womb or is trying to have a baby, may Allah make it easy.
The thing is, you know, we always say this thing like, women, you need to go and do some research yourself, find out things, find things out for yourself. Research has been going on and there are a lot of papers out there, articles that anybody can go and read.
Yeah.
The first trimester of a pregnancy is highly dependent on the sperm and the father, his health issues, his habit, the sperm count and everything. The first trimester is all about the father. But do you hear that? No. They don't say it. It's like they try to hide it because women are used to being blamed, right? So make it just be women. Like, it's just a woman. But it's actually sad.
It is. Did you see that first ever sperm race that happened? Did you see that?
No.
You never came across it. So, like, was it the United States or something? So it was a serious competition. People gathered. It was a thing. Like, everybody was there. So these guys, they put their sperm to see which sperm is going to win the competition. And you could see the sperm. I'm telling you, it's been a while. It's like a month or 2 months ago. And they had it. It was like, you know how you're watching a race car competition? It was two guys, this one on this side. Like, you have the blue team and the red team. It was a thing. So they put their sperm and they were using, there was a microscope there and you could see it. It was on a big screen so everybody could see and they were chanting whose sperm was going to go first and it was racing to the finish line to show whose sperm was more healthy. Like, it was funny. It was crazy. It was funny and there was a winner at the end of it.
Okay. People are just funny, Rashida. Look at
It was a
what
real
all people have
thing.
time.
No jokes. There was
No, I'm not even surprised
spectators.
why people would do this too. I'm not even surprised. They have time for everything. I'm not even surprised. Not one bit.
So talking about
Wow.
like children and stuff, there was this trendy debate that was trending that so this lady tweeted that why is it so hard to come across a guy who does not want kids? So many of them think, she put it in bracket, think they do. But then
Yeah.
again, I would love to be a father too. It looks so easy and optional. No commitment and nothing really changes for them. So she was just saying that she would love to have the feelings of just being a father. So
Just nothing.
this lady replied heavy on think they do because what they actually want is have kids for social image purposes, but not actually want to be a father.
Think
Another
about it.
person replied, well, they have nothing to sacrifice really. They don't carry the kids. They don't have to stop working. They don't have to breastfeed. They don't have to
They don't
watch
have
their
permanent
body.
injury.
Yes, they don't have to watch their body their entire lives. That she was just trying to say they don't have to watch their bodies their entire life. Like, I think this is a debate that will never, it will always come up. This is another
But it's
twisted way
true.
of putting
It's
it. Yeah.
like ladies now are being more aware. There's a space to have this discussion now, and you see people that are thinking alike, or they've been having this thought but didn't know how to articulate it. And why not? Why is it a problem to talk about it? And you see, there are a lot of ladies now, they'll tell you, Woha, no health issue whatsoever, nothing. I don't want to have kids. And that thing sets guys like crazy. Like, what are you saying? Why are you, as a woman, saying that you don't want to have kids? They
How,
lose
as a
their
woman,
mind.
what is
Like,
your purpose in
okay,
life if you don't
if
have
you don't.
kids? Don't have purpose in
And
life.
of course, a lady that will say that will have a swell time. She has your time. Like, what do you mean you don't want to have kids? There's this thing they always say, like, to guilt trip the ladies. At your old age, who is going to take care of you? Look at you. As a father,
Who is you? Who is going
okay,
to
let's
take
even
care of
think
you?
about it. Who is going to take care of you?
Who is going to take care of you?
Women will always have people that will take care of them. What about you as a guy? Who is going to take care of you? Oh, there's another one they love saying, you end up with just you and your cats at the end of the at
Oh,
your old
God.
age. It's you and your cat. What's wrong with having cats? Which brings me to the video I saw, Rashida. Is this two Indian grandma, mother, and the daughter? I think they shot it during Mother's Day, and the daughter was asking them what was their favorite part of being a mother. The grandma said nothing. She said when the children left for college, she was shocked, thinking grandma was saying, I love my children. They now asked the mother, she says same, that it was exceptional. So the daughter thought the mother was saying being a mother was exceptional. No, she agrees with her mom when you guys left. Like, and you could see the sincerity in their voice and their face. Like, okay, it's not that a mother will hate her child, but do they like the whole aspect of motherhood?
Thank you
No.
very
And they're
much.
being truthful. It's hard, it's not easy. The way society talks about it is like women, they're learning on the job. It's not like there's a
You learn every
manuscript
day.
or a
You
manual
learn
to even read.
every day. You learn
Rashida is
every day.
always here complaining, we make jest of it, but it's hard.
It
It's
is
hard.
hard.
The mothers are doing this for the first time. That's why a lot of ladies, they'll be like, see, if my mom would have achieved her dream and I wouldn't be born into this world, I think she would have gone for it. Your mother tell you this thing, it's tiring. It's tiring. Women are going through things.
People just think when you're saying this story, I can understand where they're coming from. Like, I'm not judging them at all. You
Of
get it?
course.
This is a no judgment zone. There are people that, if there was a school that would teach you how to be a mother and everything will go smoothly, you would
Mama,
have,
they will have, oh,
would
that
have.
school go through though.
Some people are prepared. Like, some people really want to be, they want to,
But
they
you can
want
never
it.
be pre fully
You
prepared
can
because you don't
never
even know
fully be
what to
prepared.
expect.
You don't know. But you can see some people that genuinely love being mothers. Like, they live for it. They love it. They love it.
And
Talking
you have the
about.
annoying ones because that their whole personality is being a mother.
Yeah, those ones, they annoy me. I low-key
Very
like them.
annoying.
They're so cute. Like, I'm just looking at them like, oh God, you're not making it look as if we are not trying.
Then there are the ones that you see at the shopping mall, Rashida, or at the park, and you're like, oh my God, how can I help this woman? You know she's just tired, she's
She's tired,
trying.
she's
Like she
struggling.
just wants to cry, you know. See, different shade of
When I'm
parents,
at,
right?
yeah, different shade. When I'm at the park with the kids, I'm not there for you to come, except if I want to play. But don't come and disturb me. Just go and do your thing. That's why we are at the park. I'm here to sit down and relax and talk to other moms. I'll just be watching you from the corner of my eyes. You go play, but don't come and tell me to push you on the swing. No, this is not my job title. Go and play, go and make other friends and allow me to make friends. We are all here to connect with other people. Do not come and disturb me because I don't want to be chasing after any child. But talking about that, I have never been jealous of any mother apart from this one I saw. So this lady, she's a Nigerian. I can't remember her name. She, I think it's something homeschool mom or something. So she homeschool her kids. There's nowhere they haven't traveled to. They can pack their bags and today they are in America. Tomorrow they are in Dubai because their kids don't go to school. She teaches them from home.
Wait, so do they live in Nigeria?
Yes, she's Nigerian.
But they don't live in Nigeria.
They live in Nigeria, but I think yeah, her parents are in America or
And
something.
she's
Her
doing
husband
homeschooling.
is doing homeschooling. There's a
That's the
community in,
new one.
yes, there's a community in Abuja that their kids are homeschooled.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
Never
yeah.
heard of
There's
it.
so she, I've been seeing her content a lot on Instagram, and
Oh, wow.
recently she has moved her kids to Egypt to go and study Arabic and Islam.
Wow.
Like, this is the first time I'm jealous of somebody this much. When I saw it, I'm
Wow.
like, wow.
Wow.
She has packed her things and they've moved to Egypt. And you can see the video of the kids are reading Quran, like they just open it and they're reading it like it's a storybook. Like you could
Wow.
see. No, she has done an amazing job. Like, I don't know how, but like I'm proud of her. She has
Well,
really
Rashida,
tried.
you are
Yeah.
missing one thing from this studio.
What was the thing?
Eh?
What?
Yeah. He said she just decided to move to Egypt. How many people can do that?
That's what I'm
I'm waiting
saying.
for you to come to that angle.
That's why I said I'm jealous, because it's
No,
a
when you
big
say
thing.
you're jealous, maybe because she has a good, not nobody will think you're jealous because of this financial aspect of
No,
it.
I'm not. No, I'm taking off. Yes, she's going to study Arabic and Islam studies. Do you know how amazing that is?
Wow. I can only say wow.
No, seriously, it is what to be wowed of. Arabic and Islam studies. Like, no, I'm proud of her. Like, oh, it's amazing. She has a boy and a girl, and it's beautiful to see how their journey has been. In her video, you could see she says she hasn't figured things out, but she knows she's going to figure it out. And you know how, like, moving to an Islamic country is amazing. Like, that is,
Would I
oh.
call Egypt an Islamic country?
But mostly,
No.
it's not an Islamic country.
I won't call it Islamic country. If you say Islamic country, do you know what will come to my mind?
Qatar.
Afghanistan, Iraq.
No. I'm useless. What are you doing? Where from where to where? How did we get to that place? My friend, be realistic. Why is your brain going that
No.
far? No, like no, if there was anywhere I'd not expect you to call.
No, I'm telling you, when
I
you
thought
talk
you
about like,
would say I thought you would say so
oh
Qatar.
Saudi, you
Yeah.
Qatar, you're still talking
Dubai.
about soft life.
Yeah, that is useless. You know what I'm saying. Please don't stress me. Of course, you can't take your kids to Afghanistan or Iraq. You know, useless. Stop it. Useless. Let's be realistic.
Afghanistan, that they have told girl child
No.
from going to school, God
Oh.
forbid.
Yeah, so that was beautiful to see. Do you have anything you want to talk about before we go?
Yep, no.
And on that note, we have come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening this far. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Give us your humble review and anything you want to say, say with your full
Well,
chest.
chats. Kindly follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah, you can listen to us on YouTube. We could be on the, I always tell you guys, YouTube is so easy. You'll be at the background, chilling with you, giving you a good time, you know. That's all we are here for. Thank you so much for coming back every week to hang out with us, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.